So, it's March 3rd, and I'm here today with Betty Noor, who's Kick Study. She agreed, she's a friend of mine, but she also agreed to help me with my school by doing this interview. So I thank you very much, Betty, for talking to me. So I just have a number of questions, and if you have answers that you want to give, please do so. You can be as thorough or as short as you want to be. We may not get through all of them, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And if you get tired or feel uncomfortable, we can just end whenever you feel okay, even if we haven't gotten through all of them. Mm-hmm. So, the first question I have is, how familiar do you consider yourself with Tlingit culture, and in particular being Kiksetti or Kiksetti culture?
Well, I, not too, because I lived with my grandma till I was 8, and then my mom took me, and I never learned anything about my culture. And I was talking to my aunt, Hanky, and I said, I don't know anything about culture. I just learned from Sue and Lou. And she said, well, you know, we were not supposed to do that. They wouldn't let it, they wouldn't teach us our culture. And we couldn't figure out why, but, and then Marge was 3 years younger than us, but they taught her everything and dancing. They wouldn't teach us how to Indian dance or do any of those things. It would just cut us right off. And then here 3 years later, they got Marge and Emma, our cousin, they all got to learn the culture.
Why did it change?
I don't know why they cut us off, and then they brought it all back in again. There was something there, I don't know what it was, but they didn't want people, they didn't want anybody to know their culture for some reason. Might have been somebody in the, I don't know where, some organization or something that didn't want us to know.
Did your parents go to the Wrangell Institute? Did your parents go to the Wrangell Institute?
No, my mom was born here. And my dad was born in Douglas, Alaska. But
And you were gone for 8 years, you said? You left for 8 years when you were young?
Yeah, when I left when I was 8, and I couldn't get back here until I was 16. Then I never left again. Right. It was just too sad.
And recently you've been learning about your culture, though.
That's through Sue and Lou.
Sue and Lou.
And Chris. The only thing I knew is a lovebird. That's all I knew about it.
What's that?
The raven and the eagle are lovebirds.
I see.
When we have, like if Sue needs a raven, she'll invite me to the ceremonies. And if I need somebody, I'll get an eagle to come into mine. But I was sitting here looking out the window, and a bunch of seagulls were in the yard. Pretty soon they all flipped and took off. And the ravens, they just were eating away. And I looked up, and there was a big eagle above the house. And the seagulls had to run. I mean, they had to get out of there. And then I have a picture of the big eagle sitting down in the yard there eating with the ravens. So that is with the lovebirds.
Right. The ravens weren't scared.
The ravens liked them. The eagles were sharing their food that was out there.
Wow.
So that's proof. I said, no wonder they call them lovebirds.
Yeah. Cool. Let me check this real quick. I just want to make sure that it's still recording. Looks like it's doing good. So, you're Kiksetti, right? What does being Kiksetti mean to you? As opposed to other, you know, if you were Nanyai, do you feel a close relationship being Kiksetti with the clan, with the frog?
I think so. Yeah.
Now, let's see. When you see frogs, do you feel, what do you feel?
When I see what?
When you see frogs.
No emotion.
No emotion? You had told me a story before about a frog in your basement when you were going through hard times. Do you mind telling me that again?
Oh, yes, it was. We were having a hard time in the 50s, and it was a hard time getting money even for groceries. And I went downstairs, and this little frog was sitting by the water spout down there, the drain. And I go, every morning it would be there, and it didn't hop away from me. And then I don't know how it got in because all the doors were shut. I don't know how they could squeeze, it could squeeze underneath the garage door. And that went on for a couple months. And then Chell got a better job. He got hired at Wrangell Seafoods, and we started Prospect. We had money, we could put it away, we could do things now that we had, what the money had to be used for. And the frog never came back. Yeah. I said, oh, Grandma, come back. Yeah. And the frog never, it just never come back again. So.
So you think your grandma was talking through the frog?
Mm-hmm.
Helping you by
I
being
believe
here?
So. And I don't know if I told you this story. We were young, probably about 5 or 6, and we were out probably in Nita Bay because there's a little trail you go up, and there's a little cave, but doesn't go too far, and a creek going through. And this great big frog, first time we ever seen such a big frog, both of it. And Hanky got scared, so I got a rock and I threw it on the frog. Ooh, did my grandpa get mad at me.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, you get up there and you take that rock off of that frog. Oh, I was just shaky. And I went in and I went to pick up the rock, and the frog wasn't even there. It hopped away. And I don't know how with that big rock, because it was like that. I don't remember if I seen it across the creek or not, but I never did anything like that again.
So do you think the frog was helping you to learn a lesson with your grandfather?
Yeah. So you get up there and you get that rock off of that frog.
Yeah. So did that tell you something about how traditionally people would treat animals? Yeah.
Yeah, the frog was, it wasn't sacred, I don't think. Just a tradition, wouldn't it be?
But they should be handled with care.
Yeah, because I never did go in too much with the frog, that, you know, I respect it. Because it's the clan.
How old were you when that happened?
It must have been 5, 6.
Okay.
Because my mom came and got me when I was 8. And what was so hard, I hung onto my grandma's leg crying, I don't want to go, I don't want to go. Because I thought I was Hanky's sister. We both did. And I didn't, just kept hollering, screaming. She said, get away from me, I don't want you anymore. I don't like you. Oh, I felt so bad, my head down and crying. I had to get back on the boat. See, Mom was supposed to drop me off and have me stay there. And after they seen Grandma, I don't know what happened, but they made me go down south with them, and I didn't get home till 16. But I was I was 12, I knew my way all around Seattle, and I went to this movie, Bambi, and I was just enjoying it, and pretty soon, you know, Bambi, little boy raised it, and they grew up together, and he had to make Bambi realize that he can't stay with him anymore. And he threw rocks at him and told him, go away, I don't want you anymore. I don't love you anymore. And just so that the deer would leave the boy. And then, oh no, then I started crying, thinking, that's why Grandma told me she didn't love me and like me no more. She had to do that to make me leave. So it was pretty sad. Actually, I didn't have any happiness in my life until I met Chell.
It sounds like you had a hard childhood.
Living in Cordova and Seattle and West Seattle. Moved so many times. I think I went to 12 different schools. That's why I never got to graduate or anything, because I didn't know anything.
And you traveled with the pastor, right?
Mm-hmm.
You traveled with the pastor?
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Hall, was it?
Yeah. And then they took me in, and that was a big help. They did a lot for me in Seattle too.
And you visited Mrs. Hall recently, right?
Hmm?
Did you go to Kodiak to visit Mrs. Hall?
Yeah, the church convention was there, and I just told everybody, I'm going. I voted myself in it, and I'm going. Oh no. Betsy, you can't go. That's hard to go to. I said, no, I'm going. I'm going to Kodiak. I want to see Margaret. I've always wanted to go up there, and I'm going. And I read, digging around, I found a letter from her. It was so nice having you here. A real sweet letter from her. Mm-hmm. They took me in when nobody else would. Mm-hmm. My aunt, my cousin, her husband didn't want me in there anymore. My grandpa didn't want me in there. My grandma did, and my cousin did. And I don't know where I ended up at. Oh, my mom left and went to Juneau. I was staying with her when I went on a trip to Minnesota with the Halls. And she didn't tell me she moved. And so I didn't know what to do. And so they told me, you can live with us. I didn't know if it was serious. Mm-hmm. And I came up there and my suitcases were still on the floor in the, you know, where I left them. I started crying. No, Betsy, you can live here. We just haven't had time to put your suitcase in your room. So Father grabbed them real quick and ran upstairs with them. But I feel like I was the first homeless person in Wrangell. Yeah. And when they took me in. I guess I stayed there 2 years. Time went so fast. But I learned a lot on that.
Have you forgiven people for...
Huh?
Have you forgiven people that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then this one priest, Anna Frank, she was sitting here, she enjoys the view. I made my sermon from your window. View. And she knew about the girls getting murdered, Cheryl and Sandell and Adrian. Betty, do you know what? Before you heal, you have to forgive. And I said, it's hard to forgive. I'm mad at Cheryl because she took the two girls with her. Because she told me if she stayed with Bill any longer, with Jim, her first husband, any longer, she would be dead. And then when we were up at Juneau and it happened, February 24th, all three girls were murdered. I said, at least you wouldn't have taken the girls with you. It would have been just you. And so I couldn't forgive her for that. And then after a while, after I listened to Anna Frank, I said, oh, Cheryl, I'm sorry. I held the grudge along. And gee, I started feeling better, a lot better. I didn't have this heavy burden on me.
Right.
And it was really, really a good feeling when I forgave Cheryl. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that your ancestors have helped you just through life to be able to learn about yourself and to get through hard times?
I believe my grandma. And
what was your grandma's name? I'm sorry.
Louise.
Louise. And her last name?
Bradley.
Bradley. There was someone else that you were going to name. You were going to name somebody else.
Oh, my Aunt Amy.
Amy.
She took care of me when I lived there. I had to go. And she would help me with everything. That and my uncle, Harry, he would buy my things that my dad didn't get me. And so they really took good care of me. And then after we met Till, it was a lot better for me. Mm-hmm. And then we just went in the army and come home. But I don't know why, because I wasn't. Well, somebody thought I was a ruffian. And no, I didn't go on parties or do anything. Mm. This one girl, didn't we have fun at parties? I wasn't in your group. Oh, I'm sorry. She wouldn't talk about it. I wish I would have said, yeah, and then I would have known what went on.
Right.
But I didn't. I didn't ask. Yes.
Wow. This thing just beeped at me. I'm going to change it out real quick. Sorry about that.
That's okay. What you're looking for?
Just this bag here. It's a memory card. The sun's back out again.
Yeah. You didn't want stories like what I'm telling, are you?
Oh, that's fine.
Is it?
No, that's fine, for sure.
Because I don't know frog stories. Except trying to kill them.
yeah.
Oh, I should have gotten in trouble on that one.
And your grandfather was, he was Kicksuddy?
Yeah.
Do you remember what he said when you did it?
I think he... That what?
What he said. Do you remember what he said when he saw you do it?
You go and get that rock off of there. I think somebody told. Marge told on me. She always used to get me in trouble.
Was she with you when it happened?
Mm-hmm.
Did she say anything to you?
All four of us ran into the creek because it was such a neat, hot day and we all went in. Because it was a nice place to swim. Sit.
Do you remember what the frog looked like? It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a bullfrog. It looked like a bullfrog. Big. It wasn't a little toad.
Real big?
It was a big frog. It wasn't. I thought it would have been green, but it wasn't green.
Is it like this one?
Uh-uh.
No? It didn't have a white stripe down its back?
Uh-uh. Too long ago for me to remember.
Mm-hmm. What did the one look like that you had in the basement?
Like that one.
This one. Someone else mentioned that they're
more frog. Dark. Not as many spots on it. Uh-huh. Mostly one color.
Yeah.
Maybe this color here, see? The brown.
Dark brown, greenish. Yeah. Did it have the bumps on its back at all?
I don't think so.
Do you remember if it had a face with a mask on it?
Had a what?
A mask on its face, like that big, this dark spot here?
No. No. More like that, but not a big... It was more like this, but it didn't have that big thing.
Oh, okay. Mm. Did you, when you were little, ever go looking for frogs? Or salamanders?
No, we weren't supposed to.
Why?
I don't remember, because up in up the river there's bunches all of them. I guess we could have caught them, but we had to let them go. Mm-hmm. And my kids used to like to go frog hunting. Then they'd let them go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you feel, or how do you think traditional Tlingit people feel about bringing those animals home as pets? Is that okay? Is that, should they be left where they are?
Bringing what?
Frogs home as pets.
Oh. I don't know. I don't think the frog would want to be a pet. Mm. Like if it did, that one downstairs would have stayed with me.
Yeah.
It stayed with me a long time until we started prospering.
Right. But it was okay to go whenever it wanted, right? Sometimes kids bring frogs home and put them in aquariums and things. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it's better for them to be outside, or is that okay for them to come into the house?
I think it better be outside.
Yeah.
Like when I had frogs, they were in the flower bed I had out here.
Mm-hmm.
And some couple frogs were in there.
What do you think are some values that the Kiksetti share that maybe some of the other clans don't? Is there anything that's specific to being Kiksetti?
Like what we share with each other? I don't know.
Do you feel a special bond with the Kiksetti as opposed to the other clans in town?
I'm not really sure on what other clan there would be.
The Nanyai or the Kachari.
Who's that one?
The Nanyai was Chief Sheik's clan.
Who, is Sue and them in that one?
Yes.
They're?
Sue is Nanyai.
Yeah, no, real friendship there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Chris, I think, is Kiksetti.
Mm-hmm.
And then her nieces are that, but they're lovable people.
Mm-hmm.
Really likable too and stuff.
Yeah. So, sometimes the ladies call themselves the frog ladies or the frog women. Do you really feel a strong sense of being a frog, identifying with a frog? I am Kiksetti, I am frog woman.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel a strong sense of that? Okay. Do you think that others do?
Or? Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I just don't feel that strong.
Mm-hmm. Do you wear frog clothes? Do you collect frog ornaments? Do you have any type of frog regalia?
Mm-hmm. No. No. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I guess because my mom never did either.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why.
Did her mother, did you know her mother?
Who?
Your mom's mom?
Mm-hmm.
That was Louise?
Yeah, she's the one that raised me till I was 8 years old.
Oh, okay. I see. And your dad, was he Tlingit?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what clan he was?
Douglas.
From Douglas.
From Douglas. Yeah.
Okay. So he was probably with the Taku tribe?
I don't know what clowns up there.
Hmm. Okay. He never wore any regalia. He wasn't involved in it. Did you know him very well?
Well, I knew him when I was 5. Come over, he was playing basketball and came over and gave me a hug.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't know him until I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
He came to Seattle and came to visit me. So I didn't know anything about him until I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mom had divorce after divorce. She divorced Dad and married Jim and Larry's dad. And then she divorced him and married Robert Soule, and that was Bobby's dad. And so I didn't care for her. He was okay, but Chilbert wasn't.
How strong do you think the clan is today? And do you think that it will persist into the future here in Wrangell?
I don't know about that. It seemed to, for a while, it was going pretty strong, and then all of a sudden it stopped.
Mm.
You know, there are different things going on, and I don't feel like there's much of anything.
You know, a lot of you ladies are, you know, pretty strong in it, and you stay together as friends. How about men? Are there any men that...
I don't think so.
...are in the clan that have really... are interested in the culture? And you said your son doesn't show any interest in...
No, he doesn't. He's strictly Norwegian.
So he doesn't have a robe, he hasn't danced or anything?
No. None of the kids were. Mm. We weren't around it then. Mm-hmm.
And Betsy, she's not either?
She didn't want to be.
Even today, she doesn't really do it?
No, she don't really. She don't go into any of that.
Marge's brothers, I think, she had said, were pretty interested in it. Did you know Marge's brothers? Herb and...
Oh, yeah, Herb and...
Who was the other one?
I think Hank, I'm not sure.
Hank. They were fairly into the culture.
Yeah, Herb was, I know. Because he danced. I remember watching them dance.
Are you proud of it today, being Tlingit?
Yeah, I'm proud to be a Tlingit. Mm-hmm.
You hope to just keep learning about your culture and continue? Do you plan to go to Celebration?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I told Chell, I want to go to Celebration, and I'll say, we need to go.
Do you have a robe?
No, I won't go into any of the dancing. Uh-huh. I just want to be a, what do they call it? Spectator.
Spectator. Mm-hmm. Cool. And you'll go with Marge and Chrissy and...
I don't know if I go with Marge or not, but go with J-O-M. Mm-hmm. Virginia got me down with her. I didn't know, is Marge going to Celebration?
Yeah, I talked to her today. She said she would.
Oh, wow.
She turned in the paperwork for the dancers and everything.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, have you traveled up the river much?
Just one time up to Chell's cabin.
What was that experience like?
It was exciting. And we went up to Twin Lakes. But other than that, that's the only time I've been up there.
Yeah. I hear a lot about Twin Lakes. People say there's a lot of frogs around there. Did you see any when you were there?
Or? Yeah, no.
No?
I just stayed in the boat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you think about your ancestors when you were up there? Do you know any of the areas around that that used to be important to the Kiksuti?
Some of the women were pretty strong. Like my grandma. A couple other, I guess. A couple other elderly ladies.
Mm-hmm. Do you know your grandma's Tlingit name?
Hishtaseek. They gave that to me, too.
Hishtaseek?
Uh-huh, and then I gave it to my granddaughter.
And what's your granddaughter's English name?
Shandell. No, not Shandell, she died. McKenna.
McKenna.
Sue helped me with that one. I said, I'd like to give her my Indian name, and Marge had a big blow all about that. And I asked her to do it because she does it right. And Shandell, McKenna was real happy to get my name. Mm-hmm. I should pass it down from my grandma to her. But Marge, without asking me, she gave my Indian name to Ethel, her daughter. I think there's four of us now that have my grandma's name. Mm-hmm. But my grandma gave it to me, right on my head. Remember. And she was sitting in a rocking chair, and I was kneeling by her, looking up. I had to sit there till I learned how to pronounce it and say it. Hmm. It was quite a while having to sit there.
Do you know what it means? How it translates?
Mm-mm. I heard a long time ago a princess, but I'm not sure. Somebody said that it doesn't mean anything, but I'm not that sure. Too hot on my back.
Oh, switch.
It's pretty out.
Oh, yes, for sure.
I'll take a break a minute.
Sure, that's fine. Did you happen to know your great-grandparents, Louisa's parents?
No, they died when my mom was young. Mm.
Did she ever talk about her family or her time growing up with you? No.
Her grandma, maybe. Her grandma Bradley. She was more attached to her. And grandma's side, I didn't know. I just knew a brother of hers. But I didn't know her.
What was her brother's name?
I can't remember. But Ethel Lund's grandpa and her brother.
Okay. How is Ethel related to you?
I think a cousin. A distant cousin.
I see. Sure. And she's more closely related to Marge?
Mm-hmm.
That's her first cousin?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, is there anything else that you can think of, any stories involving frogs or times that you've seen frogs that might be interesting?
I wasn't really into frogs because I didn't know nothing about them.
Yeah.
Being away so long until I was 16.
Well, now that you've kind of been back and you're, you know, building your knowledge of the culture, if you saw a frog, would you feel differently today than you did when you were younger?
Mm-hmm.
How would you look at it, at the frog? What do you think you would feel?
I don't know, it's hard to say. Just fine.
Respect, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Respect them.
And if something happened that frogs no longer lived here, you know, they died off, do you think it would affect you or the other women at all?
I don't know. Probably not, because I don't see many frogs.
Mm-hmm.
Like they used to be around the house all the time, now they're men.
Hmm. So you used to see them fairly frequently?
Mm-hmm.
What time of year did you see them?
Springtime.
Right here in town?
Mm-hmm.
Right around this house?
Yeah, we used to have a box out there where this new part of the house is.
Uh-huh.
Flower box, and they'd always be in there. Find a couple of them in there all the time.
Oh, wow. How long ago do you think that was?
Oh, I can't remember when it built on. Been quite a while ago.
10 years? 20 years?
See, we've been married 60 years. Probably about 20 years ago.
20 years?
Mm-hmm.
And since then, you don't see them at all anymore?
Kids used to try to go out and find some, but they were real gentle with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our kids. And then the next generation, but then after that, no frogs around anywhere.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Did town grow up more since then?
Maybe. And then I don't have a garden anymore either.
Well, you think maybe that attracted them?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see salamanders or newts at all?
No.
Never saw those?
I used to, not no more up here.
Where did you see those before?
I don't know. Probably when we went hiking as a teenager.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Here on the island?
Yeah. Mm.
Where did you go to high school?
Hmm?
Where did you go to high school?
In the 50s.
Where? Here in Wrangell?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But I had to go to so many schools, I didn't learn anything anywhere.
Hmm.
I had to learn it on my own.
Because you had to keep changing
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the year?
12 different schools I went to.
Where was your favorite place that you lived?
Wrangell.
In Wrangell?
Mm-hmm.
And you came back here mm-hmm. to live long term?
Wrangell, yeah, that was the only place
okay.
that I felt at home with.
And just one last question. Can you tell me, do you know how to spell your Tlingit name? No? Okay. I can figure it out. So, is there anything else that you can think of?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Betty. I appreciate it. I always learn so much when I sit here with you guys. I do. And it helps me not just with my schoolwork, but just as a person to understand the world.
Yeah.
You know? So, thank you.
Yeah, it's always been nice having you here.